Anyone who's ever experienced a mental health challenge knows all too well just how dark and how lonely a journey that can be. But you know, just like any journey, the road can actually get you to a better place. Of course, along the way, you will hit the occasional bump in the road. Hi there, I'm John Milky the Milkman from BlastTheRadio.com, and welcome to Bumps in the Road, a podcast I'm doing from inside a 28-foot RV gifted to me by my radio audience who believed in this project from day one. I'm traveling to community events and live and location broadcasts across Canada and soon the USA. So keep listening for details on where we're headed next. And if we're coming your way, I'd love to invite you into the BTRV for mental health so that we can hear about your journey and how you're still going strong despite hitting a few bumps on the road. So come on in. Let's have a conversation.
Welcome to the BTRV for mental health. We are at Hugs at Hogsback today. This is something that I have been doing for quite a few years, interrupted, of course, by COVID. Thanks for that. But my purpose of this is just to be in a public place, a beautiful place in the city, and just invite people for a great big group hug and conversations and just, hi, how are you? And my hope is that the pictures that are taken here, et cetera, and the conversations that people have of here gives hope to people who are dealing with mental health issues. So welcome into the RV. It's Krista and Karen. That's so cute.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, the Krista, you know, she hosts a show, of course, on BlastTheRadio.com. Karen and I go back to the 80s.
Wow. Do you remember that? We still have the same haircuts.
Yeah.
And are too.
Exactly the same.
Wow.
No, same haircut as each other, yes. Yeah. Yeah. And we both, I mean, me especially, I'm just, you know, I still fit into the size 28 Santana jeans from 1988. Not.
And I'm still wearing those Abercrombie & Fitch t-shirts I have somewhere in the back of my closet.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, I was the poor kid. I couldn't afford that.
So the purpose of the conversation, of course, is we want to talk mental health. And at the end of the conversation, I would love to leave with, I'm going to ask you this question so you can give it some thought now. What gives you hope? But we're going to get there. Krista, we'll start with you.
Hi.
It's interesting. You know, you're on my radio station.
Yeah.
And I know you a little bit, but I don't know your story of mental health.
Wow. So, are you ready for this one?
What are you diagnosed with?
Anxiety, depression, PTSD, addiction issues with alcohol and sobriety, addiction issues in other areas. Where do you want me to start to fill you in a little bit more about my story?
Okay, we're going to get back to that. Karen, I know you've been going through, you know, a rough spell of late.
Yes, I just wanted to mention, you had mentioned that we go back a little bit. We've known each other for a long, long time. We actually went to broadcasting school together at Loyalist. And I've tried to reconnect over the years, and it's been kind of like hit and miss, and, you know, like two ships passing in the night. And recently I've gone through probably the most, I guess you could say it's the biggest upheaval of my life. Everything has changed recently. I've always had some anxiety, depression.
Yeah.
But in a car accident in 2019, everything went crazy. Had a head injury, some body injuries. I still suffer from PTSD from it.
Sure.
And of course, that gives you a lot of emotional reactivity, and so do a lot of other mental health diagnosis, of course. But I've been really struggling with that, and recently I've tried to do some processing therapy, and it kind of went haywire. And long story short, my 33-year-old marriage is kaput.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm looking to having to possibly sell the family home, which I don't like. And just not knowing what I'm going to do with my life. Because, you know, when you've been with someone for longer than you've been without them, you kind of lose your own identity.
Mm-hmm. When we met in college, you know, we were excited about all these changes going on in our life and, you know, leaving mom and dad and starting into the world of our own. It's a very different thing when you're not the 18, 19-year-old in college.
Absolutely.
You know, I get that. And I think, you know, if we're being honest, you're entitled to be anxious and scared and fearful about that. Krista, you talked a little bit about PTSD too, didn't you?
Yeah. In 2017, I was living in Renfrew, and I was working at a radio station there, and my dad's marriage fell apart, and he got cancer and lost his job, and so I moved him to Renfrew, and we ended up buying a house together. The first night that we moved into the house, we realized that my apartment in the basement, everything had to be completely torn out because of water damage, so I had to completely start over while I'm dealing with my dad with cancer and dealing with the house. Basically, I went upstairs one day and found him dead on the bathroom floor, and I had to perform CPR on my dead father for 20 minutes. They made me. I had to deal with that. So I have a little bit of PTSD from that. Very traumatic. You know, and it was just his birthday on May 1st, so I was thinking of him, you know. I can accept loss of people. We all have people who... We lose for one reason for another. You've lost your partner.
Yes, it is a loss, and I've understood.
You know,
this now.
We lose people. It's part of living. I accept that.
Here to do right,
but what?
None of us get out of here.
But what I can't. Alive. But what I can't wrap my mind around is that vision. And he was naked, and just the vision, the whole vision is there. I can't get rid of it. I close my eyes at night, it pops in. That's the part that's really hard for me. That's the PTSD in the mental health part, you know. It's hard to get through. And I've been through lots of counseling over it, and I accept it. When I see these visions, I understand what they are, and I try to remember all the good times of my dad instead of that one vision, that one horrific vision.
Now, is that part of the work
end.
You're doing with a therapist that allows you to try and remember the good times and focus on that and sort of build outward from that horrible moment? Okay.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. And that's just one very small thing that's happened to me, there you go.
Karen, something about what she just said got you motioning. You wanted to say something about it.
You know what's weird is, I hate to say this, but ever since the car accident, I've been able to like feel people's energies, and I always thought it was weird, and I didn't want to bring this up until someone actually said, "You're an empath." I'm like, "What's that?" And I looked it up, and I'm like, "I don't know if I'm that," but I felt what she was feeling inside. I could feel it because I know that even though her story is totally different than my story,
yeah.
We still share the same
common hurt.
Not only that, but just the way we react to it. Yeah. And we're totally different people. So that's got to tell you something right there, right?
Yeah.
But with the PTSD, what you mentioned about going to bed at night, I still, to this day, and it has
been... And by the way, nothing says, "Welcome to the podcast in the RV," like a Harley.
I think it's a Ducati, actually. But that's been the hardest thing. With the PTSD is right when I go to bed, I see the flash of this car that hit us.
Every night?
Not every night. I used to get it every single night. Every night for almost 2 years. And sometimes I just would just go, flinch in place. Because I would feel it.
It's jarring.
Because I had a split second notice before it.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming this all on the accident, of course, but it really did destroy our lives. And I find that, you know, I have gone through different therapies, so the cognitive behavioral therapy. You've got your dialectical behavior therapy, and you name it. There's lots of therapies out there. I don't know if I found the right one yet. I just know that there's a lot of other people like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I always kind of thought I was weird at first, you know?
Well, again,
everybody
because these conversations aren't, I mean, there's more of them now, but there haven't been for a long, long time. So how do you place this? It's weird. It's unusual. It's not normal. And it's a shock to your system.
What, having a conversation about mental
health? No. The experience of, you know, suddenly your life is turned upside down after this traumatic moment.
You know what?
You can't prepare for that.
But we're not unique. that's what we have to have a conversation about. We're not unique. Yeah. Every single person has their trauma.
Sure.
Every single person has their PTSD. It's all degrees in how you deal with it, but everybody out there has their story. So we need to start talking about all these stories and the stigma about mental health.
That's interesting, because Karen and I are messaging a lot lately as we catch up, and I know that
Karen's... Did I finish that story, by the
no.
way?
That's okay. Fine. That's okay. Karen has tried to reach out several times. You know, just life is, hey, you know, how you doing? Da-da-da-da. You get busy, you do other things. And Karen, a little while ago, messaged me, and I just knew something. Well, Karen,
it was different.
Hit me over the head. Yeah,
it was different.
I, you know, she expressed she needed a friend, and I responded. And I know that you're going through a rough time. We've had some of those conversations, and I know that you are frustrated with, you know, people in your immediate circle who, you know, will say things like, "Ah, Karen, you're upsetting us. Could you, you know, just take a pill and go to sleep? You know, what do you got to be depressed about? All of this nonsense." Let's
the language that's really hurtful.
Yeah,
and they don't know though half the time.
But it's interesting that those comments still come out of people's mouths when Krista is exactly right in what she just said. We all have our traumas. Pardon me. Right, like, and we forget that I think sometimes when you are, you know, fortunate enough to be living a mentally healthy life and you've been able to move past whatever.
My husband's one of those people. He's just Mr. Positivity, you know, but he has trauma as well. He just deals with it completely differently than someone like me who...
No.
Empath is a great word. It means that you are sensitive to other people. I think the three of us are very much like that, sensitive to other people. And... we need to get these people who are going through this trauma alone to start talking about their stories. Thank you, John, for opening up this amazing piece of conversation.
I get it. You know,
I'm out of my comfort zone totally here. I would never be here. I would never be here.
And I'm amazed, because I know you, even though you've got a broadcast background, I'm amazed you were willing to sit down behind a microphone. And that exhibits amazing strength.
You know why? I trust you. I trust you with my life. And you know that that's a foul. Yeah, it's true. It is actually pretty true. And I'm out of my comfort zone, because sometimes the world just tells you, go do it. And I met Krista today for the first time, but I've known a bit about her from the radio station, of course, and I had a great long conversation. And that conversation made me realize that I've got some options and I've got some hope.
Absolutely.
And talking with other people, I think, is the way to get that.
Yep.
It really is.
Because it's so difficult, isn't it? Because this damn disease, whether it's PTSD or depression or anxiety or any, you know, of the other things that fall under that umbrella.
Huge long list.
They're very isolating, and we want to just stay in bed and hide and mm-hmm. be alone. And I don't know about you and you, but like at the worst of my depression... That was my brain all the time. I just want to stay here. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to do anything. And then, like, the next second, the brain's going, you know, idiot. Like, why did you say no to going here? You had an opportunity to go places, and you didn't do it, and you're choosing this. And it's this back and forth. So
I'm yourself up over it after,
you
don't
do.
You?
And,
you
I, know, and by the way,
and
I,
that's the worst.
Thank you, by the way, for saying what you said, because this is, you know, our first official appearance with the BTRV at Hugs at Hogs Back. And already... you're telling me that this is making a difference, that the conversations are already happening just in and around this thing? I mean, that's huge. And
it's made a difference for me already.
But I mean, these conversations are what have to happen. That's what therapy is. They're conversations. It's getting it out into the universe. And, you know, when you find other people, like, you know, you and Krista instantly have a connection. That's got to be uplifting. That's got to give you a little bit of an adrenaline rush.
I'm just chomping at the bit here, John. I want everyone to know, no matter how down you are, sitting in your deep, dark bedroom alone with your thoughts and how bad they are, you have the choice. you have the power to make the decision to make a little change, just like she did today by stepping outside of her comfort zone to come here. She made
Karen told me she was coming.
Positive change.
I'll be honest, I didn't think she'd do it. And there were other people as you well today.
You have the courage out there, guys. You yep. have the courage to make the change no matter how down you are. Because we have been there. I have been the worst of the worst. Okay?
There was just somebody at the door here yep. who is another person who, you know, messaged me leading up to this campaign saying, I'm going to try. I don't think, you know, I'm going to make it. And she did. And I'm so unbelievably excited.
Why didn't you think I was going to come?
Because I know how difficult a spot you're in right now.
This is the worst time of my life and I'm here. I'm surprised. You know what I did? I did this. I pat myself yeah. on my shoulder when I do Absolutely. Something like this.
You know, but and the reason for it, because I remember. Anyway, I remember being in that really awful spot where I was saying, yeah, this is important. I'm going to be there. And then I would
find
a reason
to not be there.
Oh, I bailed
on so many people on so many things Absolutely. Because of anxiety and stuff.
But you did it. And just like you and I had a conversation just a few days ago about you, you're big into swimming and you were reluctant
That's
to
so
go
smart.
Back and you give yourself every excuse. And you just, you know, I said, Karen, just even going to the pool, even if you don't swim, just going to the pool, you need to recognize that as a win.
Absolutely.
And you know what? And Karen asked, you know, how did you become so articulate? Right. Which I don't know that I am.
He sounded like a therapist on his messenger.
Well, and this is the thing, right? And it's like, I'm watching the words that I'm typing too, and this is experience, because yeah. I know, like, I'm a big believer, my things right now, say yes to the things. Say yes. Try the things. Yes. And this is just years of work of getting myself up to
and
say yes to the things.
Doesn't mean success.
No.
Okay? Experience does not mean success. You and I have tons of experience. Doesn't mean we have 100% success, but we have experience and knowledge.
No, the success is coming, Kristen.
It is. Absolutely. That's what we're talking about.
I think it's already here, judging by you had a nice turnout here today.
Right.
And it was very, very inspiring.
That's a big problem I have, though, is I'm blind to just how many people are actually paying attention and listening. But Karen, the other thing is, you know, we talked about just celebrating those little wins, you know, which is so important. We've got a whole campaign going on out there, and I want to have more conversations with you guys. I could do this all day, but I said from the get-go, I wanted to just ask, what keeps you hopeful? Karen, let's start with you. What gives you hope in this moment?
You. And I'm not trying to kiss your little bum there, but things like this that inspire me to come out. I mean, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Like, if it was some other person doing some radios, I wouldn't be here. I really wouldn't. But you and just the mission that you're on, bringing awareness to mental health, and I know your struggles you've had. And as Krista and I talked before, and we said, hey, we've had totally different lives, but guess what? We're feeling a lot of the same crap and poop than everybody else is, right? But you know what gives me hope? Things like this, and I just want to say, I'll leave it on this, that I used to just hate hugging strangers. Just hate it. But now I embrace them.
Yeah, for sure.
I see what you did there. Very clever, very clever. I'm so proud of you. And I know you're very early on in what is going to be a long road and a lot of work.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you chose me to reach out to. And I felt
your energy and you felt mine.
I'm in a good enough place I can do that. I can't do that for everyone.
I know.
But for some reason, Karen.
It's therapy for you, too.
It is.
You know,
but I also recognize that I'm going to have to take a break from this at some point because it will get to me. But Karen,
exactly.
I'm even just like a week or so in, I'm so proud of you because you want it. I know you want whatever's on the other side of this, and I know it's a long road ahead. And mm-hmm. I'm going to support you, and I'm going to champion you, and I'm going to give you everything I can possibly give you, especially love, nothing but love. And Krista, what gives you hope?
You know what? Finding and doing things that bring you joy, okay? And finding a way of doing them. You know, I've lived my life so long for other people and lived it doing what other people wanted me to do. And now I'm starting to do things that I really enjoy. You know what brought me so much freaking joy last night?
What's that?
Going to see the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
There you go.
I was front center.
I have to ask, by the way, is the soundtrack on this one as good? What is it about them? They have the best freaking music soundtracks.
Okay, all I'm going to say is I cried. I heave cried. I laughed. I loved it. It was the best Marvel movie yet. I guarantee you. I'm just going to say it's about Rocket's past, and it's very hard to watch. And you will cry, you will bring lots of Kleenex, but you're going to appreciate the story and the message. It's beautiful, about friendship and love. And
so what
being
you're
together,
saying is
I loved it. I love the movie. What I'm saying is, find something that brings you joy. A stupid movie brought me joy last night, and I'm happy today. Tomorrow I may have a bad day, but right now I'm celebrating something that made me happy.
There we go.
It's stupid. It's a movie. Made me happy.
It's not stupid.
Who cares?
It's not
I'm
stupid.
Joyous today.
That's why we have these things in our lives, to escape.
And you have to remember that you had a great day, because when you're in those down days, you won't remember these good days.
Wait a minute.
Mental health lies to your brain.
You're coaching
you know
now,
that.
Karen? Karen's coaching now?
I know. I'm sorry. I think I've had enough therapy that I should be my own therapist, I think, now. But
the podcast is called Bumps in the Road.
Yep.
We all have bumps in the road. It's how you get through it. It's how you get past it. And it's what's on the other side. And thank you both for, I know it's a very brief conversation. We've barely scratched the surface, but I hope these little nuggets really help someone along the way. And I know we all want that for everybody listening. Bumps in the Road, live from the BTRV for Mental Health. You can find us at blasttheradio.com. It's the Milkman, John Milky. Thank you, Krista. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Thank you.
Wow.